Blog Talk Radio.
I don't think anybody wants to see that. Keep that to yourself. Enjoy.
Welcome. We have another show. It's just John and I. We had a guest who canceled on me last minute, and I really didn't feel like going out looking for anybody else. So we're going to be talking about food news and what's going on in the food world tonight. But before
and
we
might,
get
it
there,
might get a little weird every now and then, but hey, just roll with it. Roll with it.
Might, it will, I can assure you.
It will.
First of all, if you would like to call in and talk about anything from food to porn and anything in between, you can call in at 714-242-5272. My dog is like getting off on chewing it down. 714-242-5272. All right, so before we go
to Frank's dinner running a radio show, and he's watching his dog shoot smoke across the room because he's chewing his own ass. This is just a great way to start the show, dude. I love it.
Before we start the show, I always ask the same question because my partner in crime, Mr. John Dilly, has a hot sauce business, in case you guys didn't know, called DEFCON Sauces. And I always like to find out what's going on in DEFCON world. So, John, what is happening in your world?
Love the music. Okay. It's really boring around here. As we discussed last week, we bought a house. And now the house is torn to shit. We are hot and cold running electricians, carpenters, plumbers, oh, God, HVAC, you name it, we got it in the house. It's crazy. Right now the place looks like something out of Camden, like somebody bombed it, like a Dresden. Oh, my God, it's horrible. But anyway, so we're in the midst of doing that shit. We can't even move anything over to the new house because we have hot and cold running people. And I don't want to bring any breakable crap into the house because it'll get broken, especially when the painters come in and paint it. So, we're kind of in a holding pattern. I'm feeding my one-eyed rabbit out back. Pallet's doing well. Let's see, my parents left for Bermuda. Actually, leaving tomorrow morning. It's just fantastic. It's like your 25th year doing this stuff. They love Bermuda. Bermuda is gorgeous if you've never been. Let's see what else. Work is going quite well.
So, you haven't moved yet. You're still in the old house.
I'm still in the old freaking house. Yeah. No, we got a little bit of an extension because I didn't want the carpenter who's been, Jesus Christ, I went to high school with the guy. I didn't want him to rush it, and he overloaded a little bit on his schedule, so we're staying for a little longer in the house. Just to make sure everybody's happy. I'd rather done right than done rushed. Me and Maggie, we sat down, we had a decision amongst the two of us. Let's push this off a little bit, because I don't want anybody to rush nothing, because I'm not moving into a shithole. It was a shithole, we bought it, now it's not. it's turning into a chrysanthemum. Spell that three times fast.
Chrysanthemum, but anyway, whoa. That's a big word.
Big word. Lots of consonants. Other than that, I mean, DEFCON, we're rolling. I mean, tomorrow morning I will be arising at about 5:30 tomorrow morning, filling up the van and heading off to Chatham, New Jersey for the farmer's market from 8 to 1 at the train station in Chatham, New Jersey on the Morrison Essex line. Then Sunday I'll be in Chester, Perry Street. They close the street down, not just for me, but there's other vendors as well. And come on down. I'll support the local business if you're in the area. If not, bite me.
Okay. Do you want to know what I'm doing this weekend?
Not really, but go ahead.
Probably not. All right. Well,
what are you doing? Well, you're watching your dog bite his own ass right now. So, I mean, the weekend's got to get better.
It's actually very interesting because they're so damn nervous. I mean, lightning literally struck. I think it hit the house. And the dogs just,
nice.
all three of them just started chewing their ass like in unison. But
so now you have Wi-Fi in the house, huh?
Yes. Tomorrow I actually am going to the Dit People auction, which is my normal Saturday routine. And then
this,
Sunday I have a hot date, a very hot date at 8 p.m. I'm going out to dinner with a young lady. So
I was
going to
say, what's
what
his name?
if anybody wants to call in, 714-242-5272. We've had people who said they want to call in, but it seems like when we start the show, they always they just don't want to call in. I don't know why.
You're talking about your dogs eating their own asses. It's not a good way to start the show, dude.
But the food show.
People don't want to hear. It's a bad visual. It's a bad visual.
It's
like bad hamburger meat comes into people's. Oh.
It's a food show, and they're eating their ass. And you know they always say a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's. I can't figure out why watching this, but that's what they say.
Once I learn how to lick my own balls, I guess I'll join them. I mean, I'll have a clean mouth, too. Until then, screw it. I mean, Lord Almighty.
Right.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know. You want to start food news?
We could. Although, just this guy, I have a feeling. Last week was actually a lot of fun. We had the porn guy the week before, William. We became friends again on Facebook. Yay. So, it was good. But I thought last week went very well. It was kind of funny. My stomach almost hurt from laughing so much. So, hey,
yeah,
we might as well continue on
again.
The food news. Let's
all
do it again.
All right. Well, I'm kind of the straight man in this whole deal, so I'll start with the first story. You've heard of Chipotle,
Wait, no, if Maggie finds out I'm not straight, she's going to kill me.
you heard about Chipotle, right? You know the Chipotle restaurant group.
The food's getting people sick. Of course, everybody did. That's why their freaking stock plummeted.
Well, it's funny because you just say that they began testing a queso dip, a spring mix salad with an avocado citrus dressing and frozen margaritas at a new test kitchen in New York. Now, Barclays, analyst at Barclays, you know, you're in the financial industry. Analyst Jeffrey Bernstein claims the new products may be a sign that the chain is struggling to return sales volume to previous levels and could lead to...
Wow, there's a freaking genius in the financial world. There's a freaking genius. No, see, when you work for Barclays, it's not an analyst, it's an analyst. Because of more.
Analyst.
Chipotle's been going straight down the freaking tubes. This is like somebody dropped a piece of Tetris. Chipotle's been going down ever since people started getting sick from the crap. Because Jose was squatting on lettuce. I mean, come on.
The
E. coli stuff was gone. Oh, come on now.
And I ate at Chipotle one time, and this is years ago. I did not like the quality of the food. I thought it was way too expensive. And basically, I just don't like their CEO. I think he's a fucking asshole. So anyway, I don't really care.
Well, don't hold back. How do you really feel? Yeah, sure.
That's just my opinion. This is opinion.
Of course.
All right. Let's go to the next story. That one was so good.
Chipotle is going nowhere. They got people sick. I don't know if it was I think the Chipotle thing when the E. coli or whatever that crap hit everybody, everybody was dumping out their asses. I think that might. I'm always wondering if it was some kind of an inside job thing to bring it down to make. I don't know. Maybe one of their people is like an Applebee's insurgent or something like that. Who knows? But all of the restaurants now, they're all freaking hurting, dude. You see the commercials. We'll give you 54 steaks for $1. Come on down between 7 and 9. All the beer is free. We will pay you to come here. Dude, the shit is hitting the fan because those cookie-cutter commodity places are garbage. All of them are garbage. They all get their it's like Monsanto meat mixed up with curly fries. It's freaking horrible stuff. I mean, go support your local mom and pop place. Don't go to like a Chili's or a Chipotle or one of these places. It's cookie cutter commodity crap. Is what it is. So, but that's just me.
What, are you done?
That was my first rant for the evening. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, you're going to like this next story. Minneapolis, Minnesota-based restaurant delivery service, and I love the name. The name of the delivery service is called the Bite Squad. I think we ought to start a delivery service called Bite Me.
I'll tell you what.
What?
Oh, dude, I got a Mustang. It'd be the Mustang Mob with the Bite Me crew. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be cool? But anyway, the Bite Squad expanded into the Western Minneapolis St. Paul suburbs. Now, you say, well, what's so exciting about that? 130,000 households in Maple Grove, Minnesota, and Eden Prairie will now be served with the company's adding 100 new restaurants to its 400 restaurants that are currently delivered. 500 different restaurants are using the Bite Squad. You and I need to really honestly start the Bite Me deliveries. Squad.
Now this is bike, B-I-K-E or B-I-T-E?
No, bite, B-I-T-E, like bite.
Oh, okay,
I
thought you said bike squad. I'm like, I want to see those guys in LA try to do Detroit. I wish you luck.
Bite me. Bite squad. Bite me is the name of ours. Okay.
Hey, you have your dogs. This is my dog. Bite my ass.
They stop chewing their ass, but it's hot as hell in here. I'm turning the AC off.
Thanks for sharing.
All right.
You know, it's
farm
nice. Do you have any idea how many lightning bugs are out right now? I'm looking. It's like a virtual haze of. In Jersey, they're not really lightning bugs. They're kind of like a greenish glow. That's the color for the biohazard light guys when they show up to the. But yeah, they mean well. There's a ton of them though. There's a ton of freaking lightning bugs.
Well, I had a lightning bug hit my house. Man, it was a strike of lightning that literally. I mean. It scared the shit out of me.
Wait, you had a lightning bug at your house? I wish P.T.
Yeah.
Barnum could have seen that bitch. Yeah, that would have been on show.
Farm groups are urging President Trump not, this is our only political story, not to place restrictions on imports of steel and aluminum because it would backfire against U.S. food and agricultural exports. In a letter sent to Donald Trump, 18 groups, including the American Farm Bureau and the National Milk Producers Federation, warned that some of the countries that export metals to the U.S. are large importers of agricultural products, including grain, livestock, and dairy.
Yes, we give them food. They give us metal. Yeah, it works.
Exactly.
It's a really good trade, I think. I really do think
yeah.
it is.
Well, he's talking
but,
about.
But, you know, it's kind of like how is this top quality metal? I don't know. All of our steel companies were put out of business decades ago. U.S. Steel, all kinds of stuff. That's why I'm a Steeler fan. Those three little diamonds on a Steeler helmet, those are the three big steel companies. If you
that's
didn't know that.
That's true. It
anyway,
really is.
It is.
That's
it is.
Why they
and
call them
that all went away decades upon decades ago, and we never got it back. Now we got to rely on some Bangladeshi three-year-old mining ore out of the side of a mountain. You know, it's like, I mean, where are we going? I mean, this is dumb stuff. We have plenty of stuff here.
You know what's amazing?
Metal-wise.
You and I never talk about the stories that we're going to mention on the show, but yet we tend to have so much commentary.
Oh, I don't hold back. I have no reason to hold back. I don't have to start. I don't give a shit about. I like to talk about stuff, and I have a very sometimes a grating version of everything. That's kind of how I roll. But it is what
All
it is.
Right.
I mean, I am who I am. I'm not going to change it for shit.
Well, no. Speaking of shit, would you like to hear a shitty story?
Oh, yeah. Run with it.
All right. Wisconsin officials created a new standard to limit animal waste on farms in the eastern part of the state.
Oh, neat. Oh, they give them diapers.
The proposed regulation, this is cracking up, would prohibit the spreading of manure on farm fields with less than 2 feet of soil and on frozen or snow-covered ground with less than 5 feet of soil, with farmers required to keep manure 250 feet from drinking water.
Why the hell would you spread manure on a frozen lake? What the shit's that about? This is stupid.
I'm just reading the news. This is government news.
government. Yes, GUBMINT, government. Yep.
Have you ever heard of Walmart?
No, never did.
I got a Walmart story. Walmart.
It's on top of Walton Mountain, right?
Yeah, Walmart is implementing a system penalizing suppliers for delivery late, early, or improperly packing shipments. The program is called On Time In Full. Now, this is the part that I like about this story.
This is fun stuff. Hey, go ahead.
If the supplier is late or early, they are penalized 3% of their shipments. And Walmart has calculated the program is expected to add $1 billion in revenue.
Yeah, to themselves.
Huh? To themselves, yes. But they will penalize you if you deliver early.
Well, you figure, you know, if you're like a small person like myself, and God forbid, oh, God strike me dead if I ever did it, actually signed a contract at Walmart, well, son of a bitch, 3% that's their markup. So they're just making the same amount of money. They're just putting people out of business. That's all they're doing.
Right.
That's simple math.
If you have a 5 o'clock delivery appointment, you get there at 4:59.
5:01 or 4:59. Hell, yo, Bucky, you shit out of luck. Cool. Look at us. Oh, you set your watch wrong there, Frank.
I kind of like it. I think it's a great rule. It's a great way to make money.
I don't.
Too. Hey,
I think that's stupid. I think it's totally stupid. If I order something, okay, like Amazon, okay, I get the shit in like 2 hours now. It's kind of creepy. But it's like, okay, the guy who gets here early, who's going to complain about somebody getting there early with a delivery? Who the hell is going to complain about this? Honestly, who complains about something you ordered getting there early? That's a plus.
You got to run a tight ship, though. You're Walmart.
Tight ship, Walmart. Yeah, okay. Yeah, with two cashiers for 17 stations. Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I'm right on that. and you get the heifer woman in aisle 8 with the leopard spandex on. I mean, they should open up a bar in Walmart. Could you imagine?
Oh,
have that on the second floor, just so you can look down and just see the mess of humanity that is perusing the aisles of Walmart. Oh my God, that'd be great.
Perusing, that's a great word.
Perusing. Perusing.
All right, we have a caller, believe it or not. Would you like to take the call? I say, what the hell? You want to take the call? Let's take the call.
Hey, why not? Why am I going to say no? Never worked
all
before
right.
a date.
We have somebody calling in on area code 570. So if that's you, when I press the button, you're going to be live on the air. Welcome to Grand Ideas Radio. Who's calling?
What's going on? This is Jeff from Philadelphia.
Hey, Jeff from Philly. Philly Jeff. That's Jeff and Niger. Jeff and Rama.
Actually, South Philly, if you want to be correct about it, yo.
Okay, that works for me.
So what's going on?
So, you know, you're like the row housing land.
That's right. I
there
am,
it is.
Man. Rocky
yes.
Balboa.
Frank, I know my parts of the Northeast. Okay, Frank, get over this.
Yes, you do. So
South
Jack
Philly.
From
you said Northeast.
Jack from South Philly, what's going on out your way?
It's Jeff, not Jack.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff,
yeah, get it right.
Don't, Jeff, don't mind him. What do you got, bud?
Well, I wanted to talk about what you guys were talking about MREs before. One time I ate an MRE and I was shitting blood for about a week, and then I ended up having to suck this dude's cock to get the blood out of my shit, and it was fantastic.
Wow.
And
it was black as night, right?
No, and actually I think it was you, man. I think
well,
you
oh, my head. Who knows? I mean,
hey. Because you were making me suck your cock, and I was sucking.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, all right, neat. Yeah, take some more Ambien. Be like a Kennedy. Go run into something.
Yeah, you know what? I love those kind of calls, don't you?
Oh, that's great stuff. That's great stuff.
That
South Philly. Oh, yeah, full of class. Full of class.
That is
full
the
class.
Caliber of our listeners.
It is. Isn't it great? He had to muffle his voice to say what he was doing. What are you going to muffle your voice for? You got something to say? Say it out in the open like a man. I don't know. Whatever. Next.
Next. Okay, Visa. You ever heard of Visa?
Yeah. Supposedly you need one to get into the country, but it doesn't happen very often.
All right. Well, Visa, the people who have the credit card, are launching. This, you're going to like this story, too. They're launching an initiative to help restaurants and food vendors upgrade their payment technology. Now, that sounds good, right?
Oh.
So far?
Yeah, it sounds great.
But they'll do that as long as the business stops accepting cash.
Oh, good. See, these are the kind of stories. This is the kind of shit that slips through the cracks that nobody even pays attention to. You're killed by 1,000 needles. One little needle at a time. This is what we call a needle.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll give you a discount as long as you use our card, so you make us money.
Yes.
Screw the cash.
I mean, I'm not.
Oh
making
my God.
This is crazy. Visa will give $10,000 apiece to up to 50 restaurants and food vendors to pay for their technology and marketing costs, and in return, customers at those establishments must only pay with debit or credit cards or with their cell phones, and no cash allowed. That's Walt
you mean
Disney
I cannot use my
–
I can't take carte blanche anymore?
No. Got to be Visa.
No carte blanche. No diner's club?
Well, I'm like, are you kidding me? So if I get cash in my pocket, what if I don't have a Visa card? What's going to happen?
Well, you know, an H-1 Visa, you can stay here forever.
Wash the dishes, I guess.
Whatever it is.
Okay. Now, have you heard – I don't know if it's correct pronunciation. I can't even say pronunciation. Is it guitar or Qatar? Q-A-T-A-R.
Cutter.
There you go. Cattle were flown into that place to boost milk supply amid a blockade of the
country. It's a good animal to use. It's better than a grasshopper. I mean, where are you going to get milk out of a freaking grasshopper? Oh, that's right. Grasshopper died, choking himself. Autoerotic asphyxiation in the closet. Sorry, Grasshopper.
I guess we have, you know, put a blockade on that country. 165 Holstein dairy cows arrived from Germany, the first of about 4,000 cows that are due to be imported, which will meet about 30% of the country's dairy needs. The Gulf Kingdom has also been looking at securing new trade routes and suppliers of food, including yogurt imported from Turkey and dry goods from Morocco. I just found that
Turkey yogurt. That sounds appetizing.
So here's my question. Did they not have cows there before?
Well, no, they did, but they blew them up at RPG-7s. It was kind of like target practice. They thought they were pigs.
That's a good one.
You're a big pig.
All right, you want some health news?
Sure.
Now, this is not a racial story. Let me just go ahead and qualify that before I start.
Oh, so there's no NASCAR involved. Okay, I'm glad to hear this.
Yeah, but the very first line says, colored rice may play a role in controlling diabetes. According to the USDA study published in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry, the agency tested brown, purple, and red rice varieties in mice and found a significant increase in glucose uptake. The authors noted additional research with humans would be needed to verify a positive effect. So, colored rice.
So this cures diabetes, or you don't get diabetes as much?
Let me see. It's just controlling diabetes, so it doesn't.
Okay. So what you're doing is you take each one of those rice grains. You're taking a little pencil. You're painting them red. You're painting them purple, and all the pretty colors. And that means you're not drinking freaking soda that is loaded with extra sugar. That means diabetes went down. Oh, look at that! You got it under control by painting rice. I love it.
Yep, colored rice. All right.
There it is, colored rice. There it is. Color by number, rice. Imagine that. Man, a bag of that, you can sell that for like $50. You have to paint each one. You put little crayons sitting there. Your kid would be, oh my God, you'd never hear from him again.
Crayola rice. I like that.
Crayola rice. There it is.
Yeah.
Rice-o-la. Yeah.
I guess you heard about the Cook County, Illinois sweetened beverage tax. Just like they had up there in New York.
Well, yeah, because I live in Cook County. Of course I did. It was in the front paper of Jersey. Yeah,
the whole damn thing's ridiculous. They're charging a tax of a penny per ounce for sugar drinks. Anyway, there's been a restraining order against the Cook County, Illinois sweetened beverage tax, which was upheld by Illinois Appeals Court, temporarily preventing it from taking effect. So I say bravo to that bullshit.
If you want to start taxing sugar, well, then all of a sudden it looks like alcohol is going to be going up in price, don't it? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
huh? My wine's going to cost more. All right.
You whine enough. I don't want to hear about it. Yeah.
I had a bottle and a half before the show. Okay, retail news.
I'm glad because you're going to another dead person's auction tomorrow. You know how creepy that is, dude? You're like the Amityville Horror House. Every one of your freaking pieces of furniture's got an attitude.
I actually had a lady visit me last week, and she walked around, and she didn't say anything. She just kind of looking around at my decorating with all the dish people stuff. And I said, well, what do you think? And she goes, very interesting.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Why don't you get a guy with divining rods come into your house, lightning will be shooting at the end of these things. That's like, oh, my God, the house is haunted.
Well, you know, we got to call, what's his name? Patrick Fetter. Oh, Patrick Fetter, come over.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
A tour de force through Frank's house. Oh, this could work.
It'd be like an exorcist. Okay.
Right.
Let's go. I like this story. Retail news. E-commerce startup. The name of the company is called Brandless. They'll be selling generic health and sustainability-focused goods with everything.
Then why do they need a name?
$3.
Why do they have to name themselves Brandless?
That's why it's called Brandless.
Right. It's the most moronic thing I've heard in my life. It's like, okay, we're not going to have a name of the company. It's called Brandless. We have to copyright that. What?
it's kind of like when Prince became the symbol, right? That's what they should do, something like that. Right.
Right.
The company launched with 114 products, including maple syrup, peanut butter, single serve coffee, and white cheddar macaroni and cheese. The company aims
well,
to
no colored rice.
No colored rice. The company aims to cut out supermarket and traditional marketing costs to reduce the price of its product. So where do you get your coffee? What kind of coffee do you drink, John? Brandless?
Well, you know, I get my coffee from Illinois. It grows well there. When it becomes winter, I go to Point Barrow up in Alaska. They grow some great coffee. They do. I mean, it's still, you know, you're spending, you know, a lot of money on energy to grow the coffee, but it's sustainable.
That brandless peanut butter, understand, is choosy mothers choose brandless.
yeah, brandless brand peanut butter. That's great. That's just you can't make this stuff up, man. That's great. No, that's a good one. I like that one.
Now, Amazon, you heard of Amazon before?
Yeah, they're here every day.
You know, Amazon just won approval to invest in domestic food retail in India, of all places. Amazon currently sells food through Amazon Pantry. I know. For some reason, I knew you were going to do like a voice when I did this.
Oh, no.
Same-day delivery through partnerships with Indian retailers. The big Indian retailer there is called Big Bazaar.
Well, okay, that's good, but there's an issue with this already. Have you ever seen these streets in India? Okay, same-day delivery is out. Out. It's going to take you 5 weeks to get across town.
Yeah.
Throwing one or two burning pyres, and it just messes up the whole freaking route.
Well, somebody knows something other than you, because they're spending $500 million in an Indian food business, according to persons familiar with the matter.
Yes, but what they didn't say was that was $500 million in gold chocolate coins.
All right, what's some more health news?
We all need more health in our lives.
Cranberries. This is interesting.
Cranberries. Good for yeast infections. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, they are. They're excellent for yeast infections. In fact,
I've never had one. I do my bread in the oven. I don't get it in my shorts.
I have a story about that, but I won't go there. Cranberries may be good for beneficial gut bacteria, according to a study in Applied Environmental, I have no idea, Microbiology. Researchers found that special sugars found in cranberries aren't digestible by humans, but can be broken down by beneficial bacteria to create useful molecules and compounds within your gut.
Ooh, sounds like Monsanto. You know those the company started out making preservatives for rugs. Now they make food. Yeah, that sounds like Monsanto all over that one.
I think Monsanto does a lot of good things for our food industry, but I won't.
Please don't get into that much more than you just said.
Popeye.
I buy my milk at Merck because Merck has the best cows.
Speaking of chemicals in your chicken, have you ever heard of Popeye's?
He's going out that skinny bitch, olive oil.
I don't know why this story caught my eye, but Popeye's is opening.
Well,
because
he only has one.
That's true. They're opening three locations in Johannesburg, South Africa. Also, the chain is buying real estate to create a land bank for a broader rollout in the future in Johannesburg. I don't know.
A land bank.
What
the fuck is a land bank? Here's my acre. I brought a hectare on the back of my truck. do you have a place I can store this? It's a land bank, right? What the fuck is a land bank?
This is reported by Bloomberg, but I don't know why. I find it funny that Popeyes is advising investing.
I find it funny.
Last
you listened to Lord Doomberg. Oh my God.
Bloomberg, yes.
Doomberg.
Oh, okay.
Same dude.
The next story.
He's the one who put that stupid tax. Wait, no. Lord Doomberg was the mayor of freaking New York. He put all that tax on the sugar drinks. He started this whole nanny state thing. Oh my God, Lord Doomberg. Ugh. Anyway,
okay,
next.
I'm done.
That was a mini rant. That was a rantette.
Back to Amazon. I forgot to tell this story. They told Whole Foods to go help themselves. They told Whole Foods Market it wouldn't engage in a sales process involving other bidders. Now,
time I check, there's things called antitrust laws.
Yeah, well, Amazon's beyond that. They are their own monopoly. They're different. Amazon is just—it's Amazon. It's like fighting with the Death Star. You're not going to win because all you have is a Prius. You cannot go against the Death Star with a Prius. That's what we're all little Priuses all walking around, and the Amazon, this big huge Death Star, rules all of us. They can do whatever the hell they want. Nobody's gonna tell them not to.
But I was reading this, and I've been in business for probably close to.
Well, they own Whole Foods now. I mean, they got. I mean, Whole Foods obviously kowtowed to them. They bent over and took it.
How can they tell Whole Foods? It says right here, the exact quote: Amazon told Whole Foods Market it wouldn't engage in a sales process involving other bidders, according to a regulatory
filing. I know exactly why.
I
know exactly why that happened. Because
why?
Amazon was pissed off that Whole Foods was selling asparagus water.
That's probably why. The grocery chain agreed. Listen,
yeah, you know, pissed off people were about asparagus water. They float a couple of pieces of asparagus in this water. People are actually buying this crap for like $5 a quart for asparagus water.
Speaking of asparagus, I was talking to my neighbor today.
You want to drink some pre-digested beer? I mean,
Did your mother ever give you canned asparagus? I was talking to my neighbor about this today. You remember that canned asparagus?
No, she did not. Canned asparagus. That's like Vienna sausage. What the hell is in the can?
I mean, I could almost upchuck just thinking about that canned asparagus because it was all mushy.
That's gross, dude. That's gross. Wait, there is chicken in a can. There is chicken in a can.
I've had it.
You what? You've done it.
I've had it. I know that doesn't surprise you.
That's why you like Monsanto. The nanoprobes have gotten control of your mind. That's what it is.
I'm telling you. No, listen to me.
You're
that
a Monsanto man.
That canned chicken, you roll it in breadcrumbs or panko panko, and it makes great little chicken burgers.
It makes great ammo for water balloon slingshots, too. Are you kidding me?
Going back to the Amazon story, the grocery chain agreed to forgo a bidding war despite receiving expressions of interest in a merger or business tie-up from four private equity firms. This is
Angela Lansbury wrote that article. Expressions. It was all expressions. Amazon bulldozed. They bulldozed Whole Foods into particle board and then scraped them up and said, "We own you now." Plop. And threw them on the ground.
The funny part about that story is when you said expressions, this story comes out of the L.A. Times, so you're pretty close. They received expressions of interest.
Expressions.
Who's
the dude used to paint? Bob Foss? Bob Ross?
Bob Foss or something like that.
Yeah, like a little titanium white. Expressions. Oh yes. I made a little squirrel over here. That's where I buried the dead body, but nobody knows it.
He had that magic white. That magic white. He paint with a stick too. He could paint a whole damn
The titanium white.
He called it magic white though.
Well, he's different.
I mean, he'd have that afro going, and he would paint the whole damn landscape with a stick.
Dude, before the show, he must have stuck his tongue in a freaking light socket to get the hair like that. That's not normal. It's not normal. I mean, that looked like somebody like had some rusty Brillo pad that they teased out to the moon and stuck it on his head.
What was his name? I got to look that up.
Bob Ross, some shit. Titanium white and a happy squirrel and a happy tree. That's the guy.
Happy squirrel and a happy tree, and he painted all with a stick. Okay, would you like
actually, from what I understand, I may not be totally factual. Years ago, I heard about the guy was actually a NOM vet and had some serious issues, mental issues when he got out.
Really?
And now no, don't laugh. My dad was
I'm
too.
I'm not laughing.
I didn't have all the mental issues.
No,
he had me. I guess
that's
his mental issue.
There's a difference between laughing and chuckling. I was just chuckling actually.
Oh, you're chuckling. Yeah, I thought you were watching your dog eat his ass again.
they stopped. He wants some more
they stopped.
News.
I'm glad to hear that.
This is
I'm glad to hear that.
Do you drink coffee?
No.
You should. Because according to this study, coffee consumption can improve longevity. According to a study in the Annals of Internal Medicine, researchers found daily coffee drinkers. What amazes me about these studies is how do they know? But
They say coffee.
Oh, no, I'm going to answer you on that one, but continue. I got a whole answer
right.
for this one.
Coffee drinkers were 12% less likely to die early than those
12%.
Who don't drink coffee. And those
the other 88% were hit by cars.
Hold your commentary. And those who drink 2 to 3 cups per day, I drink probably like 5, are 18% less likely to die early. But how the F do they know?
Because doctors in the 50s supported cigarettes, remember? They know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Have a Chesterfield. It makes you talk like a doctor. I mean, give me a break.
All right. You want another story? Millennials.
Hit me.
I love millennials. Millennials drive me nuts, by the way, in the business world. But millennials.
Oh, but they're so fun to laugh at.
Oh, my God. I just pull my hair out every day. Millennials.
They're little man bun with the penny farthing bike with the beard down to his belly button who doesn't know where the taco tree is. Yeah, that guy. They're great people.
Yeah, that guy.
They're great people.
That guy.
And,
well,
his woman's got a dog and a purse. But anyway.
And she wears tie-dye. Millennials
right.
dine out at least 3 times a week on average compared to 40% of all other Americans who only eat out once a week.
That's because they never saw the movie Quest for Fire. This is what we cook with. They do not know how to properly use it. They have not been able to harness the flame to cook their own food. Their place to go is Taco Bell. Remember Demolition Man? Taco Bell was like the number one restaurant in the world at that point.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Well, that's millennial world where everything grows on trees and you go there and thank God hamburger I can buy at the store. Thank God that no animals are harmed in making this.
Well, it goes on to say over half of millennials go out to a bar once a week, and 29% of millennials ages 18 to 26 buy brewed coffee around 3 times a week.
Right.
But they're going to live
and
longer.
Nothing like a $19 venti to start your morning off and then bitching about the fact you're broke by Tuesday. I mean, come on, really? Well, at least there was a Pokestop at the Starbucks. I got some free balls.
Okay, let's see what we got here. Another news story. Okay, cantaloupes. Do you like cantaloupes and honeydews?
Man, that is a trick question. Are you kidding me? You put those two into one. You got some one hell of a Thai porn flick. I mean, what, cantaloupes and honeydews. I don't know. I rub the back of her neck and she got a heart on. I mean, oh my God.
It's so funny. It's so funny you said that because in the margin of the story, I say cantaloupes and honeydews. What are we talking about here? And then you fell right into that. But cantaloupes and honeydews melon prices are increasing due to a heat wave in Arizona and California.
Arizona got hot. It's never done that before in the annals of history when man walked the earth. Arizona has always been a very temperate zone. Oh,
well,
my head hurts.
Story. Well, prices have jumped to $17 per carton, which the average had been prior to now $6.50. So according to Dixondale Farms, Inc., reporter in the Packer magazine, the price of cantaloupes and honeydews are going to more than double this year.
No, and you know why? Because he was not able to spread his manure like he was supposed to be able to spread his manure.
That's
we
right.
talked about this.
That's right.
Right. Because all of that ice
that
and snow in Arizona, the government said no. They said no, and all of a sudden, bam, there goes the price of cantaloupes. Fucking honeydews. Cantaloupe smells like shit. Honeydews at least taste good. Cantaloupe smell like something like somebody farted in a pillow. That's the smell of a cantaloupe.
Yeah, especially if you put them in, you cut them in half and put them in the refrigerator, and the next morning you open up the refrigerator, it's like someone farts in your face when you open the fridge.
It's funk. Yeah, it's funk. It's all funk. Honeydews, they're nice. They're citrusy. They're happy. They're light green. Light green makes you happy, like Bob Foss, the little titanium white.
We need another guy calling in about sucking something. We haven't had a phone call. Anybody want to call in? 714?
One guy representing South Philly. That went well.
242-5272. But that is going to go down in the annals of one of our favorite callers, though.
Yeah, probably will. Oh yeah, we'll get some thumbs up on that. It's like just let him talk. He'll run out of words. When he had to muffle his voice to talk dirty, it's like, oh, so your wife does beat you regularly? Okay, at least we know this.
Well, the funny part is, you know what? I don't care. Let him call in. We let him talk, didn't we? He said that.
He got his rocks off. Yeah. He's got the popcorn paint on the ceiling.
Right. Huh? Plus, he'll listen to the replay 5, 10, 15, 20 times, which will make our numbers go up, so that's good.
It would.
Okay. Do you like...
Please hit repeat.
Do you call them pecans or pecans?
Pecans.
Pecans, okay. Prices for New Mexican pecans reached record highs due to problems in other states.
That just sounds racist as hell. Bunch of pecans coming over the border. Oh my God, that sounded so bad. It's funny. Oh, but it's such a God. Oh, that's awesome. Most of them were spotted crossing the border in Brownsville, Texas. Oh my God.
Prices for New Mexican pecans reached record highs due to problems in other
Mexican
states.
Oh, dude. This is actually funny.
This is a serious story. If you make pecan pie, listen to this. Producers are concerned that the price spike will lead some companies to stop buying the nut, leading buyers to switch to almonds or walnuts and no more pecans.
Oh, my goodness. No one's going to buy their nuts? Wow. Well, we should get William Horn on. Someone's got to buy the nuts. I don't know how we're going to work this. Got to fit in the show somehow. I know, Bill, you're listening.
Okay.
You got to have a laugh on me. I know you're listening.
You know what? I should have jumped to this story when we were talking about cranberries, but Wisconsin cranberry growers continue to face economic challenges. Despite last year's record harvest, cranberry juice sales have been flat and declining
over the last few years. Half of them drowned.
Yeah, what was my story about cranberries? What they talked about? Oh, cranberries are good and beneficial for your gut bacteria. So somebody needs to tell these Wisconsin cranberry growers to start promoting that on public television.
Yes, yes, it makes you fart. When you fart, that means everything's going right in your world. The flora and fauna, they're having a friggin' party. And all those macrobiotic things, they all come out of your ass in different octaves.
Well, according to the growers, the increased yields, actually they're actually growing them too good. The increased yields have caused the price of cranberries to drop well below the cost of production.
Because their berries are very manly. They have manly berries.
I guess.
Wow, that's something to be said for that. There really is. I mean, I think I can grow manly berries out in a bog. I mean, that's freaking awesome.
Manly berries in a bog. That's a line. That is a line you would not hear anywhere else.
Really, and I've only had about 5 beers tonight. I'm not even juiced. I'm kind of scrapey tonight. Yeah, I'm kind of scrapey. I need another beer.
Well,
maybe
I've
scotch. He'll switch over to scotch.
We balance out. Okay, here's another health news story. Vitamin D. Now, I didn't know this.
The D.
There's two types of vitamin D. There's some. I didn't know this.
D's and big D's.
Actually, that's how it's got a different symbol. One's a big D,
God.
One's a little D. The type of vitamin D that's found in animal products.
Uh-huh.
And they're more important.
Where's the other
one found? That's more important than the vitamin D found in plant products. According to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, researchers found women who consumed vitamin D3 saw a 75%.
Women taking a lot of D.
They saw an increase of vitamin D levels, while those who consumed vitamin D2 saw a 34% increase.
The women who are better at it have the big D, and the women aren't so good at it. It's kind of more like vitamin F, flaccid D. Kind of doesn't really do it for you. Okay, I'm right on it. Not literally.
I went out with a girl recently. Had double D's. Is that the same thing?
You know?
I guess not.
You open yourself up for a big one there. I'm gonna let that one slide.
Well, that's all the news I have, and we have 11 minutes to go. Anything else you would like to add? Would you like to fill some air?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, it's all good. No, but no. So seriously, DEFCON, the beef jerky, the pork jerky. Yeah, everyone loves my hot pork. The DEFCON hot pork is definitely it's a good jerky. Then we have the Grim Sticks, which is very, very hot as well. We kind of transcended into the ethereal land of jerky, and the stuff is really selling well. We're going to be probably next year going to be throwing in some of the major competitions and kind of see how we do. DEFCON tends to fare well at these the big competitions. So we'll give it a shot. You get a bag of all three for $20. That's not a bad deal. And the hot one, the Grim Sticks, those are like kind of like Slim Jims, but we don't use mechanically separated chicken, nor do we use nitrates, nor do we use Monsanto rug cleaner. We don't do the Slim Jim thing.
No canned chicken in that, huh?
No canned chicken. No canned raccoons. No canned nothing. No. This comes from. It's still squealing as we're drying it. It's fantastic. The neighbors don't like the noise very much, but you put on a happy little mask, like a Nixon mask or something like that. The neighbors get over it. It's all good.
Now,
anyway,
I have a question for you.
Sure.
I didn't want to interrupt your commercial for DEFCON sauces.
Oh, of course not.
But
you're better off not doing that.
Transcended or transgendered?
Transgender. That's like going to Target and not being able to figure out a bathroom. That's simple stuff. At least in Target, there's not as much of the leopard spandex. You got to go to Walmart for that. It's the price of the show.
I got news.
What?
I got food news. I just remembered.
Oh,
my
God.
panko. I got it in a local grocery store.
Yeah.
And they're doing a test market. I had to put it in on consignment, and now they're doing a test market to see how people react to the flavored panko. Yeah, consignment. They'll pay for it if anybody buys it. So I said, oh, what the hell. So I've got a case of each at a local supermarket or grocery store.
Oh, the same size I got? Or do you have a smaller one?
The big ones, the one pound.
No,
so,
see, okay. If you're gonna do consignment, okay. The little word of advice thing. If you're gonna do consignment stuff, make it small. Make a smaller package. Make it like a little. I sent you our stuff, the jar dried stuff. Those little shakers.
I don't care. I pay for the crap.
No, but I mean, Panko, you can use more of it. So put it in like a five ounce shaker. Honestly, the packaging costs less. God knows you got the labels covered.
In fact, I learned by shipping. It's very. Well, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. It's very difficult to ship 1 pound containers. So when I go to mail order, I'm going to smaller containers. But no, I've got them on the shelf.
Because people are
going to
get pissed off about the delivery price. And people, they get mad at me. It's like, why does this thing cost $11? I was like, because you're only ordering like one bottle going to Arizona from New Jersey. It's like if you bought six bottles, it would probably cost you an extra $2 on shipping. So stock up. I mean, we have a bunch of guys in Iceland.
I have to say, though, there's something about seeing your product sitting on a grocery store shelf. It kind of gives you, like, hard on because you walk in there, even though it's a test market. You walk in there, and hell, I've been thinking about going in and buying them back just so they think they're selling, but it sends all of my friends in. But it's pretty good.
I'll be honest. I've seen our stuff in grocery shelves, and I've never got a hard on. I have to say that. I've never done that. I was like, that's kind of cool, but I never copped wood. It never happened to me. I'm being honest.
I was standing in the breadcrumb section and looking at, and it just did something for me. But anyway, we've got.
Did you bring your ass munching dogs?
No, I didn't bring them.
Okay, I got to ask. Okay. Because, I mean, a couple of ass-munching dogs always sets off a boner.
The buffalo flavored and the jalapeno bacon flavor are in a grocery store.
They're very good products.
No,
I use them often. Actually, I'm going to be putting in another order very soon. As soon as we move, because I don't need any more shit in my house. So I wait till we get to the new house, and I'll be putting an order in. So.
You will laugh, though. I walked in, and I met with the store manager. And here's how the conversation went.
hey, how you doing? Hey, fine, how are you? Hey, they call me Grill because I grill a lot, but I've got this product. It's Panko. You ever heard of Panko? He says to me, what, like I'm fucking stupid?
See, I thought the normal response you get was, oh, hey, how you doing? Get out. I just said.
And I said, no, I didn't mean it that way, but I've got a special Panko that's flavored. He goes, well, yeah, I've seen the Italian-flavored Panko. What are you talking about in the breadcrumbs? And then I showed it to him, and he stuck his finger in the two of the containers, and he says, hey, this stuff's pretty good.
And put those two containers right up on the shelf.
It was like salesmanship 101, the first line, first impression. What do you think, I'm fucking stupid?
I do like it. I mean, that's a real person. And the fact that he shoved a finger into the bottle, tasted it, said it was great, and then stuck it on a shelf, that's America.
It's kind of like, you know, you ever go to the fair and you try to pick up the little ducks and try to figure out which one's got the number underneath? Well, now there are two canisters.
I can honestly say I've never done
Panko
that.
On the shelf that the guy stuck his finger in. And who will be
Why the hell
are
you picking up ducks, dude?
You know, little rubber ducks. You never played that game at a fair?
I never played with rubber.
you haven't lived yet. All right. We're almost
out
of time.
Oh, I guess I have not. Look at how time flies.
Thank you so much for our caller tonight. We appreciate
all
of
our
fans.
Representing South Philly. Oh, yeah. There you go. Oh, yeah, he was representing.
And and here's the funny part. He gets pissed off at me because I thought his name was Jack. He wasn't Jack off, but he got upset with me because I called him Jack. He said, my name is Jeff.
Yeah. He's got some issues. The shoes are a little too tight.
Okay, so what do we say at the end of our show, John? Because this is where I turn it over to you.
All right, well, yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. I kind of like these little ramblings. They are kind of fun. It's kind of like a one flew over the cuckoo's nest on radio. But anyway, it's good. Thanks for listening in. We're going to do it all again. I think next week, yeah, we'll get a couple of guests next week. Yeah, kind of mix it up a bit.
We do have a guest. His name is George Geary, and he's got a new book. Speaking of fairs, he's written a book about fair food, you know, like the deep fried.
Not good food. Not excellent food, just fair food.
Fair food. the kind you find at the fair or at the carnival.
Not the real good food, but just the fair. Okay. Like two-star food.
Like one-star, two-star, yeah, exactly. But he's going to be coming on
right.
Next week, so that's our guest next week.
Awesome.
Okay, now you can continue.
Now I can finish my diatribe? Excellent. We're going to get somebody else to talk to next week because we don't really have any friends. We grab them and bind them in the basement and make them talk every once in a while. We've got new victims in the basement. They'll be lined up one per week. But, hey, see everybody next Friday as the show goes on. Same bat time, same bat channel, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, crab time in Maryland, Delaware. See you guys next Friday, 9 p.m. sharp.
We'll see you then.
I keep gritting my teeth, I keep hitting the ground. Got my hands full of grease, fingernails whittled down. They pick me up and they put me down. But when the smoke done settle, I stood my ground. Now ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I've been kept in the fog, now I'm ready to bust. If you live my life, you ain't got time to trust. I've been blue, called pride since I rode the bus. Saw my life on the line, blood, sweat, and the grind. I live what I spit, bullshitting aside. Always been first place, I ain't got time to tie. So you can put away the hearse, I ain't got time to die. They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held the ground. I'm still standing here. Oh, this is my life and this is my road. It feels like home to me. And all of you that had your doubts are just a memory. I know that this road is so damn tough and my back's up against the wall. I'll pick myself back up again and prove to all of y'all that we ain't no punks.
Hell no.
No, we ain't no punks.
Hell no.
We stand our ground, make our family proud, and show you how to get her done. No, we won't back down.
No,
we won't back down. Through a cloud of smoke, you gon' see my ass as I raise hell through your town. They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here. They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here. be staring at the world through my rearview mirror. All I need is my crowd and my crowd gonna cheer. When life is tough, just shift another gear. Now pump your fist like this. Raise hell, mother. Raise hell, mother. Now pump your fist like this. Pump your fist. Pump your fist.
They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and hit the ground. I'm still standing here. The woods from the trailer parks. This good old boy done become a star. Now the dead made a dream. Now my dream took me far. I'm still standing here. I love the crowd cause they lift me up when they're screaming out my name. If I'm going down tonight, then I'm going down in flames. They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here.
The gas on the sandy beach. You'll get high from riding 8 seconds deep. I get high from the needle on my back with ink. And how some of you suckers wanna be like me. Got no time for paparazzi taking my shot. I got no time for the critics that are wanting my spot. Got no time for the job. I'll see you at the top. I'm never gonna quit and I'll never, never stop.
They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing.